back at it now. Of course, 6 weeks from today will be the general election. 42 days. That's what we got. 42 days. And as we spoke with Ronna Romney yesterday, she said, you know, don't just focus on national politics. Focus on what's going on the statewide level. Joining me, Gina Johnson. She is the District 71 state representative candidate for the Michigan House of Representatives. Gina, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. It's always good to be with you, and I appreciate everything you've been covering in such a great way.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. You're like so many candidates out there right now. You're shaking hands, or bumping elbows, doing whatever you can to get out there in the most unusual year. I think 2020 is the most unusual year. And tell me what you're doing to reach out to people with the pandemic and the masks and all the other stuff.
Well, first of all, people need a real representative. And more than, I want to say more than ever before, but every year is important. It's just been, like you said, the weirdest year. I've campaigned for a lot of other candidates before, for probably the last 20 years. I have never seen so many tears at the door. Men and women, distraught, hopeless, afraid. They do not know what's coming next, because everything has been just day by day, week by week. They don't know what's coming. And it's really put people in a very bad place. So this is not like any other year. People need a real representative who has the courage and the experience to do more than be a placeholder and a rubber stamp for the governor or any party. And that's what I see the need is more than anything else, and that's what I'm going to do.
So what do you think it's going to take for the Republicans, yourself included, to hang on to the state House, hang on to the state Senate? I'll be honest with you. I, too, have been distracted greatly by everything going on in Washington, whether it's the pandemic response or riots in the streets or law and order or now, of course, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So how do you keep people focused on the topics and the issues that face them at home?
It's a great question. You've got to have someone who has enough leadership capabilities to help restore the hope and to focus on we need to open up all our jobs. We need to get our kids back in school. It can happen. We can do this. We cannot defund the police. We need safe communities. We need to help people refocus. This is what needs to happen. You know what needs to happen, and we can do it. And I'm that kind of a leader, a community representative. I've been doing this in all sorts of different community capacities for years and years, and that's how I was raised. But you're obligated to give back to your community, to be a part of the solution, not just whine about the problem. There's lots of hope. We don't have a governor, or in this case, my opponent, who restores hope. They just keep doing, fear, 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 and more controls, more lockdowns. And, in the beginning, the pandemic was, we had no idea what we're going into. And it could have been a lot worse. But at this point, we've got to focus and be solution-driven and go for the goal. Even something as simple as I put out a video called Friday Night Lights Out, and it was highlighting that people are distraught that their kids can't play high school football. And all that goes with that, the whole culture, like it or not, whether it's right or wrong, it kind of revolves around sports events to a point. And you've got communities coming together after a summer of being apart, historically. You've got parents sharing concession stands, ways to fund and, keep the funding going for the school. And they love that. They look forward to it. You've got marching band. You've got cheerleading. You've got the whole culture around
it.
Sure. And it's gone.
Yeah. And it's very unusual.
I had never seen one of my videos go viral, but it was over 12,000 views.
Wow.
And my opponent's supporters told me that I had to take it down.
Why?
So this is the kind of nonsense that's going on.
I mean, supporting normal American behavior is offensive now? I don't understand. Gina Johnson here, she's running for the District 71 state representative position for the Michigan House of Representatives. Tell folks some of the places that are encompassed by that district.
Southwest corner is Bellevue. We've got Olivet over to the east in Eaton Rapids. And then the top, the northernmost portion of it, it's basically Eaton County, but that includes Delta Township, which is known as Lansing, Grand Ledge, Charlotte. Charlotte's kind of the center point of the entire district. Vermontville, Sunfield, all these areas. And there's a little bit cut out in the middle, but it's almost all of Eaton County.
There you go. It's a tough race, isn't it? Tough race this year, tough race every year. But it really comes down to economic issues. And I think you hit on something really important, Gina, and that is the normalcy. People want to feel normal again and don't want to be, you know, they don't want their someone wagging their finger at them. I'll give you the last word.
Well, we also need someone that's not going to, they're going to be honest with the voters. Currently, I'm running against someone who is not only ineffective with no bills passed, no legislation to show for her time in the legislature, but she's in lockstep praising the governor and not challenging anything. I am not going to run and be, I'm not going to be a legislator that owes anybody but the voters something.
There you go.
And that's an important differentiation.
You're not a piece of furniture.
You got it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I'm stopping my small business to do this, and it's at a personal sacrifice in many ways, but it has to be done because I can't stand the nonsense and the lying and the insanity anymore.
And we have to defend those small business owners. Yeah, we have to defend the small business owners as well that are getting crushed by all this. Gina, I got to leave it right there. Real quickly, where can people find out more?
GinaForStateRep.com, my website. Gina for State Rep, G-I-N-A.
There you go. Gina for State Rep. Thank you, Gina. Thank you so much. Best wishes out there.
Thank you.
25 after. Quick break. We'll be right back. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.